and he spoke. Ah, hallelujah! I'm just extra happy. I might be dangerous.
Come on!
Oh, Lord.
Come on!
It's good preaching weather. It sure is. But I tell you what, the minister of your soul has already been working for about an hour. So I ain't going to get up here and start him. He's already started, amen. I'll just say a few things and he's starting on the inside of me, amen. Amen. I love the Lord.
Anointing, Lord.
Amen. If you want to read with us, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 6, 2 Corinthians 10. That's the chapters. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. My wife was a singing a song. I don't know if she's singing or not. I love that song my wife was singing. Now, I love all the songs all of you singing. But that goes right along with my message. Amen. Amen. There ain't nothing too big for my God. The blood of Jesus can clean you inside, outside, and upside down side. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God forevermore. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Brother Bobby, I may have you hand you the mic and have you help me while I run or something. Amen. I love coming here. I don't know if I've ever come in here and worship with you folks that I didn't leave better a man than I come, amen. More strength than inside. I know, amen. You know where the watering hole is. I got one over in Hillsboro. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But when I come here, I never leave thirsty, amen. Not as bad as I was, amen. Amen. Let's just go. I don't want to be 4 hours, amen. How long do I got? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse 15. I want you to listen to exactly what the Word of God says here. That's why I give you a minute to turn to it so you can follow it. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 15 says, know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ?
Listen to that.
Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? God forbid. The 19th verse says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own.
Yes, you're not your own.
For you are bought with a price, amen. Therefore, since you're bought with a price, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
They're God's.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, keep your thumb there. You might want to turn back here just in a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Come on.
Oh, Lord have mercy. In verse 3, the Word of God says, for though we walk in the Spirit, or in the flesh, I'm sorry, I'll turn my page. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Yes.
To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Listen to that.
You can be seated unless you just want to help me stand.
Help me, Jesus.
2 Corinthians 6 said, you all believe in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, don't you?
Amen.
They've all been right here. Amen. I hope you believe in them because I felt I got saved by one, called by one, and I felt another one just tonight. Amen. I know He's real. I know He's all three real. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Word of God says there three different times, know you not that your bodies are members of Christ?
Are members of Christ.
Y'all got a body because I can see you.
Uh-huh.
And everybody I see here that's saved under the blood of Jesus Christ is part of the body of Christ.
Part of the body.
You're
of Christ.
A member of the body of Christ.
That's right.
That's why we got to live right and holy and clean.
That's right.
Because we're representing Almighty God in His Son Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
We are members of Christ. I read it to you. You believe that, right?
Amen.
19th verse says, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost?
of the Holy Ghost.
We got the Son. We're part of the Son. Yeah. I'm about preaching Trinity. Amen. And inside of us is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Even if you're not speaking in the language, sis. He's inside of us, that to a degree the Spirit of God is in us.
Amen.
I'm not meaning nothing. I probably shouldn't have done that. I don't mean. I love you, sis, in the Lord, in the right way. God knows I appreciate you. You said there's a special place, but I went home, and me and I've had some tears praying for you. I pray for a lot of you, but God brings some people to your mind, special and specific, and I don't know why. I didn't know her name. First time I worship here, Brother Bobby said, go pray for her. I never know her name, never know what age she was or nothing. All I know is there's a lady over there. Brother Bobby said, go pray. And I did, and I felt a spirit there. I felt something there, so I prayed for her. Probably more. I didn't even know her name. I said, God, the little redheaded lady over there. I couldn't get your name, but God knew who it was. Amen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I stopped there. The body's a temple of the Holy Ghost, and I'm praying for you every day. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Which is God's.
My body's God's.
Yeah.
My body's a member of Christ.
Yes.
And inside my body is the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
That makes me special. There ain't nothing about me, inside or outside, that don't belong to God. 1 Peter 1:18 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed by the blood with the corruptible things of silver and gold, or vain conversation received from your father, from the tradition of your fathers, but by the precious blood of Christ.
Amen.
God saw me in the mud hole.
Yes.
He picked me up and cleaned me up and bought me and adopted me, and now I'm on my way to heaven. I'm Son of God. He made me royalty. If President Obama walked in here, he'd have every kind of newscast and everything that walked, everything that you can imagine in here, and a billion people around him probably if they could.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm more special than Obama. Woo! You're talking about royalty. That royal wedding they have, I'm royalty. They think they're royal. They're royal devil material. I'm royal. Amen. I'm bought with the price of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
And the Holy Ghost lives in me. So I'll be pretty powerful. I'm building something, believe it or not. I should, as a member of Christ, full of the Holy Ghost Spirit inside of me, the temple of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And not even belonging to myself. I belong to God.
That's what he said.
Well, then God ought to be able to use me to whip the devil. I don't have to walk around in defeat.
No. No.
I'm going to get stuck.
Come on.
I can preach there for an hour.
Come on.
I'm special to God. There ain't nothing. I am not allowed, now that I'm blood bought, to go flip somebody's sign language out here. You know why? This ain't for rent for the devil. I can't go and kick somebody upside the head. When I used to try to learn karate and stuff, I'd go out and I was a heathen child. I was a child of the devil. And I just didn't kick you in the face. Just look at you. Because the devil had me. Amen, Brother Bobby. My foot ain't kicked nobody in the face since I got saved. Because my foot ain't for rent. It ain't mine. Huh? It's God's. He bought it.
That's what it says.
Now that might sound silly. But I'm bought.
You're not your own. You've been bought with
Well, wouldn't you think it's foolish if I went out here and cussed somebody up, smacked him in the face? You'd say, he ain't got something ain't right.
Right. Something's wrong.
Amen. Then why is it this next scripture that Paul wrote to the church, same church later, he said there's a great warfare.
Body and spirit.
Well, you're all God's.
Come on.
There's still a battle?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Sure there is.
Absolutely.
I don't flesh.
Amen. The flesh tries to rise up every morning, and I got to kill him every day to let the Spirit inside of me be free to do what God would have me do.
Amen.
The greatest war, there's been a lot of wars of America since 1775. I think there's like 2.5 million. I read something about that here a while back. 2.5 million casualties estimated, and we know it's bigger. They even say it's bigger than what they can prove, but that's what they can prove. 2.5 million American people have lost their lives in American wars since 1775 to 2010. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Come on.
A lot of prisoners of war, a lot of nasty things. I can make you sick. I won't do it. I can make you sick. I wasn't in the war. naturally. But I've studied some things, and I'm telling you, some of the things are miserable, miserable. You can't even imagine them unless you're there. But the greatest battle, Brother Bobby, was not the Civil War. The greatest battle that was ever fought was not World War II, the Revolutionary War, World War I, Vietnam War, Korean War, terrorism war, war. There's never been a war ever fought in America or on American soil, ever been a war like the spiritual battle that is in our mind. And the ugly and the casualties of that war, I'm still trying to get somewhere here just for a minute, but the casualties of the natural wars don't compare nothing, Brother Bob, to the spiritual casualties across America. To the people that say, I just can't go on. I just can't make it. It's not meant for me. I'm not able to overcome. I went to church and I tried it, but I just couldn't get the victory. I couldn't get what I needed. I'm not strong enough. And the casualties of the spiritual war are so much greater and so much more serious than those of the natural war.
Yes, Brother.
How is it? I don't understand, Brother Bobby. I fight the devil, and I know you do. I'm not asking you. I know that you fight the devil.
Sure we do.
How is it? We said that nothing of our body belongs to the devil. Don't even belong to us.
Right.
He bought me.
Sure.
All of me.
All of me.
My hand. That's why, because he bought my hand.
Hallelujah.
I don't kick him because he bought my foot. Then why is it that we allow the enemy
to get inside
in our mind?
Tell it.
The devil don't belong in our mind.
No.
This is God's territory.
Come on.
I belong to God. I don't belong to the devil. Why am I letting him get in my mind in the first place?
Come on, minister.
Amen. Don't we fight it that way?
Yes.
We sure do. The greatest fighting ever, ever, and the greatest defeats ever start in the mind.
Start in the mind.
Nobody shouts like they do tonight and walks out and the devil not bother their mind but calls them go rob a bank. It don't happen.
It just don't happen.
Every sin, everything, every defeat of the enemy. I'm just going to try to slow down here and make sense. Because I feel I really need to preach this, and I don't know for sure who I'm preaching to, but I do know at least one that I'm preaching to. Because God put your face in front of me when I was praying the other day when I was thinking about coming over here, Brother Bobby. And you're here for a reason, and I'm nobody special, but I'm obeying God. Amen. But the greatest defeat that we ever fight, Brother Bob, I'll try to be quick, just to be courteous and use wisdom. But the greatest defeats, the only way the devil can defeat you, there is no other route, Brother Bobby, that he has than to attack your mind.
Attack your mind.
He cannot make me run somebody off the road and have road rage and flip them something.
No.
He can't touch my arm and make me do that.
Right.
He can get in my mind, make me in such a hurry and so angry and so on edge about everything else that I want to say something in my mind. He cannot make my body do what my mind ain't said. I know that sounds silly. I know this is plain. This is just like 101 and all that. Simple. A simple way. He said that and I thought about it here. It is, how in the world don't we shouldn't be ignorant of the devil's devices? But you see people falling away all the time. And we listen to the enemy. And the only way we fall away, the only way we ever get defeated, as far as backsliding, and the only way we don't progress in the Lord, the only way we don't get the victory when he says we can't go no farther, is because we listen in our mind.
We
allow, I'm going to tell you, there's no difference, Brother Bud, in me letting the devil in here or me letting the devil in here to say something to somebody going down the road.
Tell it.
There's no difference. I belong to God. All of me, inside and out, my mind. Mark 12 and 30 says, Jesus was asked, what's the first and great commandment? Love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
That's what it says.
Why don't we? That's the basis. You know why? Because if we get the love of God in our heart and our soul and our mind, and everything is fighting the devil in our mind, and we're loving him 100%, the devil don't get in our mind.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
He fights us in our mind. How does he do it? Now I want to preach. for the weapons of our warfare. Remember, we're blood-bought.
Right.
Oh, preach on the blood-bought battleground. We can defeat the devil because we are God's territory. We're blood-bought battleground. The battle goes on right here on God's territory. We should not be giving in to the enemy or letting him have a fortress in our mind, but the Word of God says that we do. And then Paul wrote to them and said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Carnal means fleshly. They're not carnal, but mighty through God. It's not by my strength, amen, but it's by the Spirit of God, Brother Bobby, that we have the ability, Brother Bobby, to overcome the things that we fight. The weapons, you have weapons. Ephesians 6, I believe it is, talks about all of them. The armor and the breastplate and all of them. We know all them scriptures. They're for a reason, amen. Because we're fighting an enemy that we cannot see. We're fighting somebody. The most wicked warriors are invisible. Do you know that? The hardest enemy to kill is invisible. How are you going to shoot them when you can't see them? How are you going to know to lock the door and not let them in when you can't see them? We don't always see the devil coming. But he fights us all day, every day, to try to win our mind. Every battle, every war, and I went back in my mind just a little bit. I'll say that I'm 99% sure that every battle, every war, every conflict, every campaign, every operation, whatever you want to call them, that has ever been had everywhere in the world since mankind began to sin in the garden, amen. Every single one of them, it does not matter. Every one of them was to possess something.
Listen to that.
Every battle, one group or person or body or civilization or whatever wants the land. They want to possess that land because they say it's theirs.
Yes. Yes.
Or one ruler says, you don't deserve that throne. I do. Get off of it. We'll fight about it.
Yeah, I
want to possess the throne. Every war that's ever been fought wants to possess something.
Listen to that.
Right?
Listen,
they don't just go fight because their kid had a red wagon. That's ignorant. They're fighting for something.
They're fighting for something.
To possess something. To grasp hold of something. They're fighting for peace. They want to possess peace. They want peace to be theirs. And they're fighting for it. The enemy, heaven and hell, fight in our mind. I'm just telling you that because I feel we're too weak sometimes. And the devil plays too many games. And he holds us back from too many great things of God. And even takes some of us sometimes. But because we let him in inside of our mind. And he should not be allowed in my mind. My mind is blood bought. Amen. I don't even own my own mind. Amen. I'm God's. My heart is God's. My mind is God's. My fingers are God's. My toes, I have all of me is God's. He didn't have a half a cross. He had the whole cross. And he didn't die halfway. He died all the way so I could have 100% victory. Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Oh, the devil must defeat us in no other way. A young man, young woman, you're not going to not look at that you shouldn't look at until your mind says not, until your eyeballs won't go that way.
Come on.
Until your mind says, I ain't looking, devil. That's where the battle's not in your neck muscles turning to look at the lust of the flesh. The mind is in the battle. And I come tonight to tell us if the Lord went this way and I'd have been back if he hadn't until I felt like God was going to give us amen to say it. That we're fighting the devil, but we're not going on his ground to do it. We're in this world, but we are not of this world. I'm not my home. I'm bought by the precious blood of my Jesus who died all the way for me that I can have all the way victory, amen, even in my mind.
Amen.
Amen. He builds fortresses. The fourth verse says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds means fortresses.
Yes.
Castles.
Yes.
How in the world
can we?
That don't make sense. I never went out in the morning, Brother Bobby. I never went out there and said, oh, who put that there? And there'd be a natural fortress there. I never did. So he wasn't talking about a natural fortress.
No, sir.
But I have woke up and there been a something right there. And the devil had a thought in my mind that would not leave. He had a hate or trying to put hate for somebody. Or trying to put spite and envy for somebody in my mind. Trying to put call rebels against a brother that should not be there. Amen. Well, I know he does all y'all too. Come on, you can say amen. And that's how it is. Amen. And he puts up a fortress in our mind and he builds it up, Brother Carter. And he says to those, I'm in your mind and I'm protected. I got a wall of defense around me. It's a fortress and you'll never get the victory over it. You'll never get the power over it. You'll never take it down. But he's the father of the lie. And what he says you can't do, take it for granted. You are believing that God will do it. Amen. The devil always opposes God. So if the devil says you can't, you just figure you can. Amen. Because he's the father of the lie and the truth's not in him. Amen. We are absolutely called to God to live victorious. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting in victory. Victory was already won. Amen. I'm not trying to go get it. I've already got it. Amen. And yes, I wake up in the morning or go to bed at night or whatever the time might be. And I fight and there's fortresses in my mind. But the Word of God said, amen, the power of God was mighty. We have weapons that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, amen. And they're not in your yard. They're in your mind, amen. The devil says you can't. Oh, yes, you can, amen. There's a story told about an elephant, about a big old African elephant. Ah, there I go. Use my illustration. Oh, God, help me. Help me, Lord. These people years ago went over to Africa. And they seen this giant, big old humongous African elephant. They began to watch and they was clearing some land. They was clearing trees and brushes and bushes and stuff. And they'd hook this elephant up with a big harness. And they'd hook it up to him and put it around that tree. And all of a sudden they'd say go or whatever the word was. And he just went out and he just take her down like that. They just take off a walking and whoo, went over a tree bigger than any man. 100 foot tall, there it went. No problem, got you down. They watch it day after day, and their elbows turn them down. That was their bulldozer in Africa, whenever the day was. Amen. You know what I'm saying? But it had the power to move everything that was in its way, Brother Bobby. And then then one day they looked over, and they watched it take that big old elephant, well, big old 55-ton, I don't know what it was, the harness on, and take it over to the house in the backyard of their little hut there that they had, and they had a little metal stake sticking out of the ground. They tied that elephant's harness on that little bitty stake over there. And that elephant couldn't even move the stake. How in the world is that possible? And they said, well, I want to ask you something the next day. They said, listen, your elephant's still back there tied to that stake. How in the world is that elephant still tied there? That thing ain't that big around. They said, what we done is when that elephant was a baby, we put that elephant's harness in when he couldn't move that metal stake. And we put it around there. And he tied him to it. And he jerked. And he runs. And he couldn't get away. And day after day and month after month and years went by. And he was not able to move that stake. And finally he said in his mind, I can't move that stake. Amen. I can't tear it down. Ain't no use trying no more. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Ain't that like us? Sometimes the devil says, hey, you can do that, you can do that, but you can't even move that. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. The blood of Jesus that cleansed your soul could cleanse your mind to it. God's bigger than that elephant. God made that elephant. Amen. You getting in your mind sometime. I can't get to victory over it. I got a bad dog. I got something in there. The devil's got a fortress in there. And I just can't get over it. I can't pull it down. I can't get the victory over it. Amen. It ain't something I can do. That's a lie. The devil's been telling you, like he did that elephant, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. But you can do it. In the name of Jesus, you can do it. Amen. You got the power. If you just absolutely let go and say, God, I've got the power. It ain't my power, but it's the blood's power. And I can pull her down. It's not my bicep. Mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds in your mind. Next time you go out and face that devil, he said, you can't. I've got something in here. I got a fortress around it. You remember this, please. I'm not here just for nonsense. I should be at my own church by rights. But I feel I need to be here. I don't know who you are altogether. But when you're fighting something, and you can't get the victory over it. Cain is not in God's vocabulary, amen. God can't lie and can't do you wrong. But anything that we need to tear down of the devil's, the blood's already harnessed to the power to pull it down, amen. We don't have to be we don't have to lose, amen. We're victors, Sister Jessie. And sometimes we do have to wait, but we can keep on praying. God, tear it down. God, tear it down. God, tear it down. Don't let that devil back you up like an elephant in the corner and say, you can't do it. You can't do it. And tell you that for a few years, Brother Bub. And then you get to realizing, well, probably I can't. Yes, we can. It's not my power. It's by the Holy Ghost. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's mighty through God.
You're preaching one minute.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Well, you ever had your mind wander and reason? That word imagination, by definition in the Greek, means reasoning. The devil brings reasoning to you. Well, that's not really, that ain't really. They don't really love you. That ain't really wrong. Devil will try that stuff. He never talked to my toe. He talks to my mind. When he talks to my mind, and I give him space in there. Hey, this ain't for rent, folks. Maybe I ought to title that, Dad. This ain't for rent. My mind is God's. I don't even have ownership of it. The deed's in His name. Amen. Written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Somewhere. Written in blood and gold. Amen. We got the power to overcome all the devil's obstacles. That word there, high thing, means barriers. That's what it means. A high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. It's a high thing. It's a barrier. A barrier impedes or stops your progress, Brother Bobby.
Come on, son.
How many want to go deeper in God?
Yes.
Don't lie. If you don't put your hand down, God will whoop you. If you really do, though, lift up your hand. You want to go further in God? Amen. The devil wants to put in your mind, on God's territory, put up a barrier, Brother Bobby, and say, you can't get no further. You're done. That's all you can do. You ain't going any further. I've got a barrier. I'm going to stop you from going on for God. Amen. That's what he's about, is stopping us. Amen. He's about stopping us work for God in the house of God, in the vessels of God, in the minds of God.
Amen, Brother.
My mind is God. The most powerful part of the human being is 3 pounds of your brain. That's what God's after. That's what the devil's fighting over, is 3 pounds. He don't care what you weigh. He really only cares about that 3 pounds of your mind and 2 or 3 pounds of heart. If he can get that, he's got all together. He's got you. He'll stop you every time. You won't progress for the Lord. You won't grow. You got the Holy Ghost and say, I don't need to go farther. You're wrong. There's more than just the Holy Ghost tongues. That's just evidence that the power is inside, sis. Amen. That's right. And then you know what he works? He works to increase the church, amen, with a bunch of gifts that you don't hardly see anymore of. We don't seek him hard enough. I'm not trying to be mean, Brother Bobby. He don't want the workings of God and the power of the Holy Ghost to be working through the children of God, because he knows if that happens, his kingdom's coming down, amen. When David versus Goliath, we all know the story about David winning it. But I read just for this message here, the Lord led my mind back there to the children of Israel, Brother Bobby, that had a barrier that they was up against. And for 40 days, it's recorded, morning and evening, the enemy came to them and said, I defy your God. I defy your God. The armies of the living God ain't nothing to me. Bring me somebody that can hurt me, and I'll serve you. Liar. He's a liar. He wouldn't have served nothing, amen. He wouldn't have served God. He's full of the devil. He was the devil, amen. But he stood there. I don't read one place that I know of. You might help me, Pastor. You know a lot more Bible read and Bible prayed up man than I have. I don't read where Goliath ever had anything thrown at the children of Israel before David came. He didn't throw a spear. Goliath wasn't throwing no spears at them. But they were dismayed. They were dismayed. They were brought to a halt and discouraged. They had fear. Great fear is what that word means. They had great fear. They couldn't even overcome the devil. And they stood there for 40 days, almost 7 weeks. They stood there 6 weeks, maybe almost 6 weeks. Six times seven, yeah, help me, Lord. Amen. They stood there day and night, day and night. Na 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 na. You can't whip me. Rah! The devil does it all the time. He does it to you more than 40 days, don't he? Does he say you can't go no further? Does he? Amen. Yes, he does. I know he does. He does all of us. Amen. You can't get me. You can't whoop me. Yeah, let me tell you something, buddy. I ain't going to call him buddy, old slewfoot. You're on God's ground. And you already lost. Amen. Oh, because the blood already whooped you way back then. I just got to believe in the blood to do it. Amen. And turn my mind and heart over to God. And victory's already mine. Oh. Amen. They had great fear. They couldn't go on anymore. They couldn't whoop him because he was throwing his words and stopped them in their mind.
In their mind.
Is that right?
That's good preaching. That's good preaching. Come on.
There was one stone thrown one time by one man with one great anointing, with one made up mind. That ended the whole thing, amen. But they sat there and shook for 40 days, 80 messages coming to their mind from their ears that the devil put in there and said, you can't whip me. You cannot go through. You can't get a victory. You want a victory? No. I said no. Okay. And they just sat there and took it, amen. This is God. I read it to go home and read in 1 Corinthians 16. And that's good reading. It's all good. We're bought by the blood of Jesus. Amen. This mind is God's. So why? Oh, I hope I'm making sense to you. How in the world? Why don't we say no? Just say no. They got all over the world about drugs and stuff. Just say no. The brother don't love you. No, devil, shut up. This is God's mind. You might as well not go on. You already, they don't have confidence in you. Shut up, devil! This is God's mind! I can't hardly get the healing because I already prayed 3 weeks. Shut up, devil! I feel God want to help somebody here. We got the power. We got the victory already won. Amen, Brother John. Brother Carter, we don't have to wait. If one of them men, that Israel versus Goliath there, if one of them would have said, listen, he's a blowing smoke. He's just a mouthing off. Let's go whoop him. If they'd have had the anointing of God and have made up mind for God. The second day, they'd have said, one day's enough. Get out of here, devil. And they'd have sunk that rock in there. God had helped them. But they sit there in fear like we do sometimes. I'm not putting anybody down. I don't know how I appear up here. I feel a little different than usual. Amen. I don't mean I'm smart, Alec. I'm not putting us down. I'm talking to me first. I'm preaching to me. I don't preach all this without preaching to me first. I stay whooped by the devil because I let him in my mind.
We have, Brother Stern. We all have. Come on.
Jesus Christ got angry. In the Word of God, went into the temple, right?
Fastened him a rope.
Sure did. And he drove out those thieves and that wanted to make the house of God a den of thieves. Jesus Christ, under the guidance of the Almighty God, took the initiative and say, hey, that's God's temple. You devils don't belong in there. Get out of here!
Come on.
This house is God's, amen! Oh, yes, amen. This house is, this is a temple of my daddy, and I ain't gonna stand by unless you mess it up and make it a den of thieves. You ain't here to work and make your living. You're here to make God happy, worship Him, and get out of here, devil! Hey! You know what? This is now the temple of God. So I say to us, Brother Bobby, take the same anointing that Jesus Christ had and say, devil, you don't belong inside here. Get out of this temple of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to, you don't belong in here. doing loud inside this temple. This is a temple of God. Amen. Get out, devil. Right? Do you believe? Raise your hand if you believe what I've told you is the truth. I can back it up in here. I really can. God never lost the battle, right?
That's right.
It's not our war, right?
Right.
We're going through it, Sister Jess. We fight it in our mind. But all God has to do,
just speak the word.
And words are worlds are formed.
He just speaks the word.
He opened up the earth. 185,000, I don't know how many, several times in the Word. The earth opened up and consumed them. The enemies of God. Fire fell when Elijah said it. Burn up 50. Hey, don't tempt me. Devil. You ain't got the power over God. Right?
Come on.
Oh, I feel different. Amen. We don't have to give him to the devil. It wasn't Elijah that called the fire and built it and voted down. It was God. Amen. It wasn't Moses and Aaron and Abraham that opened up the earth. It was God. It ain't us going to get the victory over this thing. We're not going to get the victory, sis, and get the Holy Ghost filled up unless we just get the devil out of our mind. I ain't saying you got devil in your mind, any of you. But he comes and tells us things even when we're in the Spirit and tries to tell us you can't get it. It's not your night. You still got something in there. And he puts up barriers, amen, and says you ain't going to get the victory. And we're listening to him, amen. And no, I picked on her a lot, but I ain't talking just to you, sis. I will make that clear because I said your name. I don't want to hinder nobody. I sure don't. But anybody, amen, you're seeking God. You want more of God. You raised your hand and said, yeah, we got to go over them barriers, Brother Bobby. We got to break them down. And the Bible says,
yes, we do.
Paul wrote to one of the more wicked churches there was there in Corinth. Sure did.
Come on, son.
He said, the weapons of our warfare, mine, it's my warfare.
Well, it's quiet.
I guess, thank you, Lord.
You're doing one.
But mighty through God. Don't whoop him on your own.
Uh-uh.
Don't do it.
Uh-uh.
Don't talk to him on your own.
Come on.
You better be speaking another language you talk to the devil. Or you better be using that name above every name. And say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Because we ain't big enough to whoop the devil anywhere. Right?
Listen at that.
The price has been paid. I have been bought. I guess I'm about finished.
Come on, Brother Stone.
The price was paid. I don't belong to my wife. My wife don't belong to me. I understand marriage. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I belong to God.
That's right.
Everything about me belongs to God. All that I have belongs to God if I'm living right.
Right.
Everything I would give for God and to God if He asked me to, if I'm living right.
That's right.
But sometimes we get out of our mind. And we let the enemy talk to our mind and defeat us in every aspect that we need to do. You think that your neighbor, your church neighbor that talks about you, is your enemy? They're not. Brother Bobby, I have never talked to you, I don't remember if I have, I'll just say it like that. Of any church problem you've ever had as a pastor, never. I don't reckon you've ever said, I mean, you might have said, I lost somebody.
I ain't had any.
Every battle that is won in every other church that has problems and in any discord that tries to be started,
sure.
Anything the devil tries to do is what I'm saying.
Sure.
It's won and lost in the minds. If the devil can take a quarter of your mind,
listen to that.
That's why the Lord said God knew above. He wrote this. He could have done it blindfolded upside down. God is so much, His ways are so far above all our ways, the Word of God says, are high as the heavens are higher than the earth. So are God's ways and our ways and His thoughts and our thoughts. We can't even start to understand. It's beyond our understanding. And when Jesus was walking here, they asked Him, what's the great commandment? What's the one with the most weight? What's the most powerful commandment that there is? He just told you. Jesus told him, all. And if you read it, it don't say all your heart, my soul. It says all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Every single time. It does. He wants all of your mind. None of it's for lease, rent, sale. I would fall apart if I seen somebody go out and I don't know why I'm sticking on flipping somebody's language. Just because it's easy to think, I guess. If you walked out here and done that, I'd say, Lord, have mercy. They just backslid like that.
Overnight.
No.
No, sir.
You won't do it without your mind letting you do it.
That's right.
There's no criminal in prison that deserved to be there, say it like that, that earned to be there, that their leg just said, I'm going to enter to the bar.
No.
Get this
no.
gun.
No.
Well, what did you do?
No.
Right? I know that sounds silly, but I want you to think.
God,
they thought it in their mind.
Force.
Susan Smith drove her kids into the lake, and this other woman did the same thing. There was voices in my mind. Something talking to me in my mind. Jeffrey Dahmer, when he cut up and whatever, he was in my mind. All of them. He was in my mind. I heard a voice in my mind. Something's taking a hold of my mind, Brother Bobby. I know we're not leaving God. I'm not preaching, don't go out and kill somebody. But it's the same fact that in our mind is where it's won and lost. We don't fight the enemy on any other turf but God's turf. I'm finished.
Man, that was good preaching right there.
The devil must go down on God's battleground. You believe that? He cannot stand. The devil cannot. What would we think? You remember World War II, Pearl Harbor. Most of you probably read about it, or some of you may even remember something on the news about it. December 7th, Hawaii, Honolulu, just peaceful. And the enemy, Brother Bob, came in and destroyed some 3,000 lives and many, many vessels and all kinds of stuff. Come on our territory. And the first thing America did, it was even in the Wall Street Journal the next day, we must resolve to stop the enemy now and defeat Japan and the Emperor of Japan now. They declared war on us and we must fight and get the victory over them now, because the earliest possible intervention will take them down, will be what takes them down. We must realize that they have come on our territory. They were not invited. They're the enemy. They come over here and cause us problems. They come over here trying to overtake us. They're not welcome. I don't want them back. Let's get up and fight. There was a third strike that was supposed to be, and it was called off because they said, we've woken a sleeping giant. We've woken them, and now they're going to destroy us. They're bigger than we are, and they're going to come and take us down. Don't send us back for that last strike. We hurt them all right. Let's get out of here while we can. Well, I'd say to us tonight, let's do like they did that day, amen, and stand up the next time the buck. Come on, stand with me so I'll hush. Come on. I would that every time that the devil comes to us in the mornings, amen, and says, you ain't, somebody don't love you, they ain't never coming to the Lord, your lost people are going to stay lost, they're too deep in sin, you ain't getting the Holy Ghost, you ain't getting the victory, amen, you cannot defeat that, you can't whip that. Every time the enemy comes on our territory that belongs to God, amen, amen, I would that we stand up boldly and say, under the blood of Jesus Christ and under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, devil, you ain't going to take me on God's territory. I belong to God. You ain't welcome. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. You cannot whoop me. I'm living in victory. And you ain't setting up fortresses in my mind. And if you start to, the power of God will pull them down. Amen. We don't have to listen to Him. We can and will get the victory in Jesus' name if we fight Him when we first hear Him. Every thought brought into captivity. Amen. To the obedience of Christ. I can't help my thoughts. No, but you can get rid of them when they come in. To the obedience of Christ. The power of God can. Come on, let's pray. We are winners. Come on, let's pray. We already won at the cross. We are victors. Amen. Let's put the devil where he belongs.
Outstanding. Come on and preach. Come on. Everybody, let's pray. Come on, let's pray.
What a wonderful, beautiful picture I have of a place without sorrow and fear.
Come on, brother.
I'm going. day.